Welcome to Acute Leukemia's Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Wendy Stock from the University of Chicago, and to begin, she presented a patient from her practice.
This was a 70-year-old man who was treated in central Illinois initially for a diagnosis of precursor B-ALL. He was treated there a couple of years ago with the hyper-CVAD regimen for ALL, which is commonly used in the community and at many academic centers. He had some trouble with the regimen in the sense that he had multiple episodes of neutropenia and neutropenic sepsis during the regimen, and he did complete 6 out of the 8 courses of the hyper-CVAD, but then the physicians chose to discontinue because of the increasing frequency of neutropenia. So similarly, he was not, for reasons that I still don't understand, given any maintenance therapy. So about 8 months after his initial completion of the hyper-CVAD regimen without any maintenance therapy, he presented with a relapse of disease.
So before you continue on, maybe we can just stop for a second and think a little bit about the case up to this point. And I guess one question, and I don't know whether maybe you can address it as it relates to this specific man, but in general, I mean, it struck me that this patient was managed in the community. The patient was managed by a general medical oncologist who takes care of a lot of things?
Yes, in a large practice in one of the larger cities in central Illinois.
And to what extent was this because the patient preferred it? They didn't want to go to a tertiary center?
I think that's a lot of it with patients. I mean, this gentleman is a farmer, has a very large farm, very busy guy. And I don't think that he thought about even getting referred to an academic center. It would be a couple hours away. And I think he preferred to get treated there, though I don't know the reasons. And many times we see patients who are treated initially in the community for acute lymphoblastic leukemia, which is not an easy disease to treat, and a disease with which there's not a huge amount of familiarity in the community because of its rarity and the complexity of the treatment.
It sounds like, in retrospect, you're not that confident that the plan was appropriate.
That's true. I think this is a very reasonable regimen. It's not one that I use a lot, especially in the older adults with ALL. And I think it's an increasingly difficult regimen to give with age, as patients age. And so I'm not sure that that would have been chosen, but nevertheless, it was chosen and it is a very standard regimen. This group often communicates with us, actually, but I had not specifically heard about this patient until the relapse.